I give the.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, first of all, please allow me on behalf of the Chinese delegation to sincerely congratulate you on your assumption of the chairmanship of the first session of the Preparatory Committee for the 8th Review Conference. I'm convinced that with your rich diplomatic experience, you will guide our meeting to a positive and fruitful result. The Chinese delegation will fully support your work. We welcome Cote d'Ivoire's ratification of the convention, making it the 174th state party to the convention, and we call on more countries to ratify or accede to the convention as soon as possible. Mr. Chairman, with rapid progress in bioscience and technology and their increasingly wide use, biosafety and security has become more prominent in overall national security and global security governance. During this round of intersessional process, states parties conducted in-depth and fruitful discussions on the four items adopted by the 7th Review Conference, namely the development of bioscience and technology, international cooperation, national implementation, and international assistance in case of violation of the Convention. The Convention has played an important role in the elimination of the threat from biological weapons, the prevention of their proliferation, the promotion of peaceful use of biotechnology and international cooperation, and the maintenance of global biosafety and security. The 8th Review Conference will review the implementation of the Convention in the past 5 years and formulate a work program for the implementation of the Convention in the coming 5 years, which has great significance for multilateral biological arms control and global biosecurity governance. Various parties, including China, have put forward many constructive suggestions on the 8th Review Conference, thus providing new political momentum for strengthening the mechanisms of the Convention. At last year's meeting of states parties, China put forward two major proposals, namely to establish a non-proliferation export control regime and to develop a template of code of conduct for bioscientists under the framework of the Convention. The objective of the former proposal is to use the institutional platform to further strengthen international efforts against proliferation in the biological field and to address the imbalance between efforts against proliferation on the one hand and international scientific and technological cooperation in the biological field on the other, so that all countries can better enjoy the dividends from scientific and technological advance in the biological field. The objective of the latter proposal is to enhance biosecurity awareness of research personnel and to prevent the misuse and misapplication of bioscience and technology in order to provide reference and guidance for countries to tackle the risks brought about by rapid development of bioscientific science and technology. These two proposals are conducive not only to resolving security concerns in the biological field, but also to ensuring and increasing dividends for development. We hope that the 8th Review Conference will mandate the next round of intersessional process to conduct in-depth discussions on the above-mentioned proposals, and we are flexible with regard to specific forms of discussion. We are willing to widely solicit views and suggestions through various channels to further improve our relevant proposals to be formally submitted before the second session of the PrepCom. At the same time, guided by the biosafety and security concept featuring balance, cooperation, mutual assistance, and equity, China will actively participate in discussions of other parties' proposals concerning the 8th Review Conference with an open and constructive attitude, so as to make our own contributions to strengthening the Convention's universality, effectiveness, and authority, and to the creation of a community of common destiny for global biosafety and security. In order to facilitate exchange and communication between all parties before the 8th Review Conference, in a common effort to explore the prospects and vision for a new round of multilateral biological arms control process, China and the ISU will jointly organize in late July in China an international workshop on the implementation of the BWC, and we welcome active participation from all sides. Mr. Chairman, the formulation of a comprehensive, balanced, realistic, and feasible agenda is an important precondition for achieving positive results at the 8th Review Conference. We believe that all parties should focus discussions on items such as the implementation of the Convention, the results of the intersessional process, future direction of multilateral biological arms control, implications of scientific and technological development for the Convention, and strengthening international cooperation in the biological field. China is willing to adopt a practical and a flexible attitude and maintain our communication with all parties on relevant procedural issues to lay a solid basis for the success of the 8th Review Conference. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.